With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. With a slim one-vote Republican majority and sniping from different party factions, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says his challenge is to make Congress productive anyway. On the new weekly news program This Week on the Hill, Johnson feels pressures from social media don't make lawmakers' jobs any easier.
The job that we have right now in the midst of this modern Congress is to govern anyway. We've got to show the American people that we can keep the train on the tracks. If we do that, we're going to have a very strong November. But if all this grinds to a halt and people stop getting government services, they're going to be very angry very quickly, and that is not going to inure to our benefit.
Speaker Johnson adds that in his view, the stakes could not be higher in this year's elections. This Week on the Hill debuts this weekend on many of these same stations. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden says he expects Iran will strike Israel soon. He says if Iran attacks Israel, the U.S. would remain committed to protecting them.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed.
Biden said that while he didn't want to discuss secure information, his expectation was sooner than later. A federal judge is rejecting Hunter Biden's efforts to get his gun possession charges dismissed. The president's son was indicted in September for possessing a gun while using narcotics. Friday, the judge ruled the case will not be dismissed. Trial scheduled to begin June 3rd in Delaware. Authorities say a Texas semi-trailer driver rammed a stolen 18-wheeler through the front of a public safety building where his renewal for a commercial driver's license had been rejected. One person was killed. 13 others were hurt. Officials have identified the driver as 42-year-old Clenard Parker, whose driver's license renewal was rejected by the Texas Department of Public Safety. This is SRN News. Well, more women than men are quitting the church.
That's the story for the country's youngest adults, Generation Z, according to a new study from the Survey Center on American Life. Amongst Gen Z individuals who have abandoned faith altogether, 54% are women compared to 46% who are men. In all other generations, men are more likely to quit the church. The Survey Center says, quote, "This is bad news for America's places of worship. Many of these young women are gone for good." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in Tennessee have advanced legislation making it illegal for adults to help minors get an abortion without parental consent. The GOP-controlled Senate signed off on the proposal 26-3 while the House works on the measure separately. If enacted, it would be illegal for an adult to recruit, harbor, or transport a pregnant girl within the state to get an abortion without consent from her parents or guardians. This is SRN News. Shop for a home now or hold out for possibly lower mortgage rates? Correspondent Jeremy House has more on that.
It's a question confronting many home shoppers this spring home buying season amid widespread expectations that mortgage rates could come down once the Federal Reserve begins lowering its own short-term rate. Economists generally anticipate the average rate on a 30-year mortgage could start declining later this year after surging to a 23-year high of nearly 8% in late October. Holding out for more attractive rates could give home buyers some financial breathing room, but there's a potential downside to waiting. Lower rates can bring out more buyers, driving up prices. Jeremy House reporting.
Gas prices keep rising. AAA says the average price for regular gas has gone up about 20 cents a gallon over the past month. The national average now sits at $3.63. More details at SRNnews.com.